Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. I'm your host, Diana Bevoros, award-winning and best-selling author, Fahrenheit, The Journey of Transformation, The Light Within. There is a brand new book coming very soon, Dare to Tell the Truth. It's the longest book I have ever written. And you can find out more about me on my website, dianabevoros.com, as well as subscribe, get a free gift, and you can download the podcasts for free. I'm doing it for you, to educate you, to make this world a better place, to get rid of the darkness and make space for the light. So today I'm going to cover something very important, because I have been observing a lot of people suffering just because they're not accepted because of who they are. And let's face it, that's what makes human beings different, by makes human beings beautiful by being different, and that's what makes the world go around. And I'm going to read some information that I found out on articles online. And I would love for you to subscribe, comment, and let me know what you think about my podcast. Thank you so much, China, for listening to my podcast. Canada, Australia, these are the countries that are listening my radio show a lot. I'm very thankful and grateful because of it, and I hope this makes difference in your life, you think about the things that you need to change, and give you the power to go after your dreams, build a life for yourself based on who you are. And that's what this show is going to be about. So here it is, an article that I found. It's really, really comprehensive and kind of touches the most important things when it comes to being different, accepted, not being accepted, and everything else. Empathy. Accept others for who they are. Basically, that is empathy. Accept others for who they are. Have you ever had a hard time fitting in somewhere, whether it be at school or work, in a new group of friends, or even your own family? We can all relate to feeling unaccepted at one time or another. On the other hand, many of us can think of time that we had trouble accepting someone else. Acceptance is the ability to see that others have a right to be their own unique persons. That means having a right to their own feelings, thoughts, and opinions. When you accept people for who they are, you let go of your desire to change them. You let them feel the way they want to feel. You let them be different and think differently from you. Everyone is different in one way or another. Once you understand this truth, you can stop trying to change them into the people you want them to be and start accepting them for who they are. Acceptance of others' feelings is not easy when people act differently than we do. We all have trouble accepting those who are different. By learning the skill of empathy, we'll be better able to understand ourselves and those who are different from us. Here are 5 strategies for learning to accept others. Don't try to control the feelings of others. Have you ever tried to help other people with a problem they were having, but you felt like no matter what you said, you couldn't get through to them? Maybe you tried to get them to see things your way or think more rationally. In the end, they just couldn't come around to your way of thinking. Well, I hate to break it to you, but the problem was not with the people you were trying to help, but rather with your approach to helping them. With feelings, there is no right or wrong answer. So instead of trying to control or change other people's feelings, you must accept their feelings. We must allow people to have feelings without telling them how they should feel. Empathetic people understand that feelings are difficult to control, and they accept people's feelings for what they are. Allow others to be different. How boring would life be if everyone was exactly the same as everyone else in the world? I have been telling this and repeating for the past probably 5 years. Using different example, using flowers, can you imagine if flowers are all white in spring and no other color? If this is going to make the gardens look beautiful and you're going to pay so much attention on the flowers, and if you like red flowers, you're not going to be able to see it. You have it. So I think this is really important for us dressing at the same and doing the same thing as everybody else. If everyone looked like the same, had the same personality, the same interests, and the same experience, we would lose interest in other people pretty quickly. Luckily, each of us has a unique set of qualities and characteristics that make us different. Even though we know that these differences are for the best, sometimes we feel uncomfortable with these differences. We either try to change people who are different, or we avoid or ignore them. This is the best way to approach. Please ignore them and avoid them. If you don't understand them, believe it or not, I have encountered so many people I don't understand because they are not belonging. They not belong to my tribe. And I cannot understand them, but at the same time, I don't hate them. I don't slander them. I don't judge them. I just let them be. So this is the way to be. The same thing when we see vegan people, when we see vegetarian people, when we see people doing things differently and we don't want to understand them on you, or we don't have the ability to understand them, we do the same thing. We just let them be who they are. We are not trying to change them. We are not trying to influence them. We are not trying to do anything to make them feel like us, to make them do things in our way, how we are doing it. We just let them be. Being empathetic means having an open mind and accepting these unique differences. The next time you're around someone who appears to be your polar opposite, challenge yourself to get to know that person better. Find out more about him or her, and you will come out of the conversation feeling that you are not as different as perhaps you first thought. You will feel closer to the person, and as a result, you'll be that much better able to empathize with that person. Give thoughtful advice. Once you learn to grant others the right to their own feelings and allow them to be different, you'll be better able to give thoughtful, meaningful advice. Have you ever tried to talk to other people about your problems only to have them give you terrible advice in return? They respond in a way that makes you wonder if they were even listening to anything you said. Those people probably were listening, but they failed to put much thought into their response. Or they've let their own feelings get in the way of yours. In order to show empathy, you must learn to give advice in a way that is in line with the other people's unique feelings, characteristics, and personality. Don't be quick to judge. It's easy to look at others and point out their flaws. Something we judge and criticize people without even realizing it. The more challenging and empathetic response would be point out the good in each person. When we accept others as they are, it means they understand that they're doing the best they can do at the time. Remember, if they could do any better, they would. Try not to compare. The key to accepting people as they are is learning not to compare. Trying to compare one unique person to another is like trying to compare apples to oranges. Unfortunately, we all do it. We compare ourselves to others, and we compare other people to some standard. Theodore Roosevelt once said, compression is the thief of joy. What he meant by that is we will never be happy if we constantly comparing ourselves to others, because there is always going to be someone who is better, smarter, or richer. Instead, we must accept that each person is on a different path in life. The next time that you're having trouble accepting someone, remember these five strategies. Using them will help you relate to the person and be more empathetic. When you practice accepting others, you'll be able to make it a habit. And then you make acceptance a habit in your life. You will become a more positive, happy person. Want to learn more online has the entire line of social and emotional learning products. Anyway, these are the things that I wanted to share with you today. And I'm going to read just a little bit about biological clock, something that is a big problem for people to understand, that some people are more active during the night, some people are more active during the early morning. Individual variation in the genetics of sleep at a glance. Most adults require approximately 8 hours of sleep per 24 hours, but there can be substantial differences among individuals. Sleep needs may range from about 6 to 9 hours. The circadian rhythms generated by our internal biological clocks vary from individual to individual. Most clocks run slightly longer than 24 hours, while some run slightly shorter. Individual differences in normal sleep requirements and circadian rhythms are likely to be genetically determined, at least in part. Ongoing research seeks to understand genetic predispositions to different patterns of sleep and risk of sleep and circadian rhythm disorders. Knowledge of the genetic changes that affect sleep may help us improve sleep and health, and ultimately understand the functions of sleep. Sleep is such a familiar part of our daily life that may take it for granted. However, like many essential psychological functions, sleep is related to many behavioral, environmental, and genetic factors. This essay describes in brief the role and genetic plays in sleep and sleep disorders. Defining normal sleep, the amount of sleep a person needs as well as his or her preferences for waking early or staying up late varies from individual to individual. Some of these variations in sleep duration and timing, like many other characteristics such as eye or hair color, are genetically determined. In addition to genetic influences, there are cultural environment and behavioral factors that influence when and how much we sleep. For example, many people living in hot climates have the afternoon siesta to avoid activities in the midday sun and consequently have shorter sleep duration at night. The amount of sleep that people obtain is also affected by medical disorders and medications. Larks and owls, the genetics of circadian rhythms. Humans are the diurnal species, meaning that they are generally active during the day and sleep at night. Some individuals feel more awake, alert, and able to do their best work in the morning. We typically refer to these people as larks, or morning-type individuals. Others have a hard time waking up or feeling alert in the morning and feel that they are most productive in the evening or night. We refer to these people as owls or evening-type people. What determines our desires to wake with the sun or conversely burn the midnight oil is influenced by the same system that regulates the cycling of many bodily functions. Our internal biological clock resides in the brain and regulates the timing of functions such as appetite, hormone release and metabolism. Of all the cycles controlled by the circadian system, perhaps the most obvious is the sleep-wake cycle, when we go to sleep and when we wake up. So these are the things. We are almost out of time. I wanted to share with you. So don't judge people. Don't do anything you don't want to be done to you. Try to understand them. A lot of people don't take time to educate themselves. They're the bird that is feeding their chickens in the nest and swallowing everything and throwing it in their mouth, the same thing. That's what people do when they go to church on Sunday or when they are listening what is said, taught on the media places like CNN, NBC, and so on. And they don't take time to educate themselves and hear the truth about being different, learning to research for themselves, not listening what my neighbor is going to tell me, my church buddy or anybody else, as well as the media places. We go and do our homework ourselves, and it's just about time right now to start doing that. Based on the times we live in, we do not only rely on information that is given to us. We go and do our homework. That's the way it should be. And if we do that, then things are going to be different. And we are going to feel good for ourselves, because we'll have the knowledge, we'll have everything what it takes to love others, to accept others, to bring some light into this world. Just the traits, the human traits, we all forgotten about it, and they are love, compassion, and kindness, as well as acceptance. And we need to be aware of our actions. Awareness is really important as well, and I'm covering this in my other shows. Before that, if you go and click on the link with my name and subscribe, you'll be able to download them. Let me know what you think about it. Accept people for who they are. If you don't understand them, just leave them to be who they are and ignore them, and just don't try to make friends if you're not ready to accept them, and I'm calling it learn from them. Because accepting other people who are different than you is part of learning process. So these are some of the stumbling upon in the society, and it's really, really depressing when you are trying to be yourself and you're being hurt, judged, and try to fit. And let's face it, that the world is not a fitting room, and we don't come from a factory. And if we weren't different, then the world wouldn't be so careful, and we wouldn't have these electronics and everything else. And just because we are different, that helped a lot in building all these things we are using daily. It makes our life much more easier. And we have to value life. We have to value everything on this earth. And we have to stop judging. We have to stop being hateful, negative, and everything else. And we have to start to accept instead of judge. So anyway, love and light to everybody. I wish you an amazing, amazing weekend. It's Friday here. Thank you so much for everybody who is listening. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm all over the place. My radio show, this is the sixth year doing my radio show. So for the women who are in domestic violence and abusive relationship, this is going to be just a little bit off the topic. Please understand that you have the power to build life for yourself. You don't have to be a punchback. You don't have to be kick the dog syndrome an abuser is using, because that's how I call it, and it's psychology, since I have a degree in psychology. And find your way towards the future that belongs to you. Don't settle for less, and don't settle in a relationship that there is no love. All my love to all of you. Let's rebuild this world with love and light. Let's bring back all these human traits, love, compassion, and kindness, as well as acceptance, so we can turn things around. Thank you so much. Till next Friday.
We'll be right back.